Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
One of the biggest problems facing America today is zombies. Don't laugh. The zombie crisis has been a focus of serious inquiry at least since 2011. That's when Daniel Dresner of Tufts University published his groundbreaking study, Theories of International Relations and Zombies. Economist Paul Krugman revisited the subject recently in the New York Times. Also, Jim Vanderhey on the influential website Axios. I'm talking about zombie ideas, those undead notions into whose hearts stakes were driven long ago, and still they rise from the grave to feast on our flesh. Old ideas like astrology and sorcery, and newer ones. Vaccines cause autism, tax cuts pay for themselves, nuclear weapons are tools of diplomacy, climate change is a hoax. These last four have been disinterred by our zombie-in-chief. He has a fondness for thinking old-style. He believes coal is the energy of the future. He wants to replace America's commitment to free trade with 19th-century protectionism. He seeks to trash America's outward-looking foreign policy in favor of Bela Lugosi-era isolationism and Vlad the Impaler unilateralism. Heck, he even picked John Bolton as his national security advisor. Our undead president thinks steel and heavy industry are true measures of a nation's greatness. That idea hasn't been seen at his pay grade since Mao Zedong walked the earth. China, meanwhile, is rushing toward artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and the global digital economy. Our great helmsman this week ignored the flap over Facebook's privacy problems. Instead, he blasted Amazon for exploiting the post office. Even though today the postal system makes a killing by sucking blood from Amazon. Oh, and he also loves Stalin-style military parades, a paleo diet that would choke Fred Flintstone, and unprotected sex with women right out of a 1960s issue of Playboy. Why does our president favor the follies of the past? I'm no shrink, but I suspect a troubled upbringing. His domineering, Ku Klux Klan-loving dad sent the poor kid off to a military school at a young age. He hated it, but eventually thrived. Probably hasn't been really happy since. We've seen this kind of leader before, the tortured Citizen Kane who flails and fumes and pines for the imagined past of a distant childhood. Decades from now, in the ruins of Mar-a-Lago, some zombie hunter will probably unearth a dusty 1950s vintage sled. On it will be one word, Stormy. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.